This is KUT. I'm David Brown of the Texas Standard. Mark McKinnon is perhaps best known as a longtime advisor to President George W. Bush, but these days he's been making the news for taking a stand more generally aligned with Democrats. McKinnon is leading a campaign to give same-sex couples the right to marry in Texas, and in so doing, he's taking on members of his own party. Mark McKinnon joins us now on the line from Colorado. Why are you chairing this campaign in Texas?
I've lived in Texas since the mid-70s, and all my political career was spent in Texas. I spent a little bit of time in Colorado now because I've got a grandchild here, and I'm escaping the heat.
I totally understand that. Well, a lot of people here in Texas read your editorial this week in the San Antonio Express News. Have you always supported same-sex marriage?
Yeah, I have. And the thing that seems a real contradiction to me is that as a Republican, one of the core messages of the Republican Party that attracted me to the party was the idea of less government, more freedom, and strong families. And so it seems to me, in order to be ideologically consistent, Republicans should be wholeheartedly embracing marriage equality.
You know, you make the case for values in part based on a growing plurality in this nation. I think you say something like 44%. In 44% of this country, it's now legal to be gay and to be married to a gay partner. Opponents say values aren't that malleable, and they certainly don't hinge on whether others agree or disagree. How do you respond to that?
Well, I'd say that it's a value that's recognized and protected under the Constitution of the United States. And I think that that's going to be, we're going to see that play out over the course of the next couple of years when this is taken up by the Supreme Court. But it's about equal protection. That's a value. That's a value under our Constitution. Women have had to earn it. Minorities had to earn it. And now this is really kind of the last frontier of civil rights in this country to give gay couples of the same rights that everybody else has. These are just fundamental rights that we should all have in a democracy.
You can see that the Republicans in Texas, the Republican base, is divided on gay marriage. And when I read your line in the editorial, I thought, really? Are you sure? What are you seeing on this that a lot of people, at least a lot of the political pundits, aren't? They see the Republican Party as being pretty solidly against, at least in Texas anyway, gay marriage.
Well, the party is, yes. I mean, pretty unified against it on the platform. But among mainstream Republicans, now they are equally divided, pro and con, on the issue of gay marriage. And then when you get down to evangelicals and younger Republicans, they split 60-40 in favor of marriage equality. So it's shifting. I've been in politics 30 years, most of my adult life, and I've never seen a public policy issue shift so fast. This freight train is out of the station. It's moving and it's not going back.
And yet, I think a lot of young people hearing you say that would say, well, you know, it's a little late, isn't it, for the Republicans to try to jump onto this train? I mean, we've seen in the New York Times, for example, conversation about this being a libertarian moment, that between drone strikes and spying and recreational pot use and marrying whomever you want, both Democrats and Republicans stand to lose. And I think, you know, listening to your message, they might be thinking, well, wait a minute, this is Republicans trying to take the high ground here rather late in the game.
Well, I say better late than never, and once again, my point is that in order to be ideologically consistent, Republicans should be embracing the idea of less government, more freedom, and stronger families, which means marriage equality. So, and we're not going to pass legislation in Texas, that's quite obvious, but that's why we're looking forward to a Supreme Court ruling that's going to overrule all these state laws like Texas.
Ultimately, do you think that's what it comes down to, that you're not going to be able, no matter how many op-eds you write, you're not going to be able to convince enough Republicans to join you on this?
Well, what I think is going to happen is that the Supreme Court is going to recognize that all across the country, and even in Texas, even among Republicans, that the issue at worst is split down the middle, and that in most places it's split strongly in favor of gay marriage. And so they're going to rule, and they're going to make it the law of the land. And so, state legislation doesn't matter. So the fact that Texas isn't going to get any state legislation anytime in the near future will be moot once the Supreme Court rules sometime in the next couple of years.
Okay, question then. Is the party in a precarious position? Then we've heard a lot about the party moving, the state moving from red state to purple and then blue. Is this a lost opportunity for Texas Republicans? I mean, is it possible that Texas turns blue quicker because the party's politicians refuse to embrace this issue?
I think that's a real possibility, and that's why I speak out so strongly on behalf of Republicans. I think it is a lost opportunity, and as I said, I think it's consistent ideologically for Republicans to support marriage equality. I think we'd gain a lot of ground morally and politically by embracing the issue sooner rather than later. So, yeah, I think it's in our best interest as a party to get ahead of it and not to be sort of forced into it by the courts. But I think that's what's going to happen. But I think that there's still an opportunity for Republicans to, you know, at least quit marching in the streets about it and just, you know, just finally resolve that this is an issue that the courts have decided, and we move on and debate other issues.
You know, one final thing. Texas seems to be leading the rest of the nation in so many respects, and there have been any number of news stories written, magazine stories written about how, as Texas goes in the 21st century, it seems, so goes much of America. Texas is lagging on this one. Why?
Well, I think this is one where, as America goes, so will go Texas, finally. You know, Texas hasn't been leading on this, but America's going to lead, and Texas is just going to have to get on board.
Mark McKinnon was an advisor to President George W. Bush, and he is currently Texas Chair of Freedom to Marry. Thank you so much for taking time to speak with us.
Kick it hard. Thanks.
For the Texas Standard, I'm David Brown, KUT News.